Anak himself isn't in the narrative of the Bible. He is the ancestor of the Anakim, or the Anakites, a whole race of giants living in the land of Canaan. When Israel sent scouts into the Promised Land to see what promise they had of claiming the land, they came back terrified by the size of the foes God was sending them to displace. Israel was so afraid of the report that came back that they rebelled against Moses and Aaron. They planned to choose a new leader and return to Egypt. Better the devil you know, and all that. God squashed the rebellion by sending a plague upon the scouts. Joshua and Caleb were among the scouts who scouted the promise of the Promised Land, but they were unafraid of the Anakim. They alone survived the plague and were eventually the ones God used in defeating the Anakim for all Israel. There are details in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that have led some to classify the stories that include those details in the category of mythology. Anak and his descendants might be one of those details. Giants are the stuff of legends and fairy tales, along with sorcerers, dragons, and other mythical beasts. So when the Bible includes details that seem similar, God's book gets accused of being a human invention in line with legends and fairy tales and myths. We live in an age of science and reason. What use do we have for stories about giants? Carl Sagan, the scientist and host of the original version of the show Cosmos, once said, "If you'd like to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe." He was talking about the laws of physics. Human beings are incapable of creating anything. All we do is rearrange what we find in creation to make stuff we call new, like apple pie. We don't make the apples, nor the tree they come from, nor the seed it came from, nor the apple it came from, nor any other part of the process by which apples came into existence. I don't know if Carl Sagan would want me to make this point with his statement, but he's dead and can't stop me. God invented the universe. We just rearrange the parts. And if that's true in physics, couldn't it be just as true in narrative? Mustn't it be? That we can't ever tell a truly original story. We can only rearrange the parts of stories we find in the world until we get something that we call new. And the parts of stories we're talking about rearranging had to come from somewhere. Probably from the same place the parts of the physical creation came from. Giants are the stuff of legends and fairy tales, along with sorcerers, dragons, and other mythical beasts, but man-made mythologies didn't make up the giants, sorcerers, dragons, and beasts from scratch. People found ingredients for their stories in the reality that God made. People exaggerated them and cut them up and rearranged the parts to tell the stories they wanted to tell, but they got the parts from God's story, from history. What I'm saying is, seeing giants in God's story and turning around and dismissing the story as mythology is not unlike seeing the descendants of Anak in Canaan and deciding to turn around and go back to Egypt. It's saying, well, here's a thing we can't overcome, let's not even try. Not even if God tells us to, not even if God helps us to. Not even if, by overcoming them, God will show us how completely reliable He is. Is a plague coming for those people who are too afraid to take God's word at face value? Let's not go there. Instead, let's let God tell the story His way. Let's let Him show us His truth, because He invented the universe. And He invented truth. And His purpose for both is to show us how little we have to fear when we trust in Him. Dust and Breath, Loved by God, Bought by Jesus. This podcast is written and produced by me, Ethan Cherney, a Wells pastor serving Our Savior Lutheran Church in Pomona, California. Get in touch on Facebook at Dust and Breath Pod, on Twitter at Dust Breath Pod, or by emailing dustandbreathpod@gmail.com. Outro music arranged and performed by Mr. Peter Shewey, who is like the feet of a deer. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you could leave a review in iTunes or just share an episode on social media, I'd really appreciate it. It's the only way other people can find the show. Now, go do what God made you to do. Be who God called you to be. Go see what God can do with dust and breath and faith in Jesus, his Son.